Hey guys, this is Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor, new Gothridge Manor, hopefully new and improved, but although I think I'm still having some technical issues with my RSS feed. Not really sure what's going on there. Ivy and I read up on it last night, and I thought we got it fixed, but I can't remember Kurt's last name on MeWe. He was still having issues with the link being broken or something, so I'm going to have to do more investigation on that kind of thing. Not real well versed on it, and then it seems like there's like 10 different ways to do it, I guess, or it depends on which version you have, so. But that's not what I came here to talk to you about. Today, I came to talk to you about adventure modules. Yes, adventures modules that someone else wrote, not me. And it actually didn't make any difference because for some reason, guys, I don't know why this is, even though I'm an adventure writer, I don't think I've used a prepared module in decades. I can't tell you how long it's been. Now, while I'm not a GM a lot of times, even when I am a GM, though, I still seem to go away from prepared material. I can't tell you why. Even my own stuff, it's baffling. I will try to... I write an adventure and then I put it aside and that kind of just disappears out of my mind. I think, well, I'm done with that. Move on to the next one. And I always was, making the adventures as I go, or just have a general idea and just have a base map with some arrows, some outlines or something like that. And then I would go with it. I didn't prepare it any further than that. But this time around, it's changed a little bit. I've been using more of my own material, my own prepared material. And I really like it. And I think it's been kind of helpful in a lot of ways. I've been able to prepare for a game a little bit more thoroughly because I can get the map set up and the token set up and just have a general idea of what I'm doing. I think a lot of it has to do is when I used to GM, I had a lot more brain power. I did. And these days I just don't work kind of, not kind of, it does. It saps my creative energies. It really does. I mean, it just drains the shit out of me. So it's harder for me to do on the fly stuff like it used to be. I mean, I still do it. And I think I'm still fairly good at it, but I'm nowhere near as good at it as I used to be. It's a fact. However, though, using just a little bit of the prepared material helps me out a lot. It kind of gets me back to where I can be creative and make up stuff based on things that I'm using. I'm trying to think of all the different things I've used lately. I've used the adventure from the Dark Sisters of the Moon, or Sisters of the Dark Moon. That was in the Manor 6, and I've used, let's see what else. I used another adventure of mine. What the heck was it called? Something like the Ghoul's Throne or something along those lines. It's one I never published, but it's one I just kind of had in a notebook with some general stats surrounding it. I just find that I'm kind of leaning towards that these days. And lately I've been looking at different adventure modules and ones I don't have in particular, because I've been going, kind of been reducing my books like I've spoken about before. And I'm finding these different holes in my adventures model, so I want to fill them in. And I'm going to Beckett over there, Weird Realms, and I keep bugging him about which TSR modules he has, if he's got any new ones in. So that way I can see if there's something I need, and he's been really good about making sure he's feeding my addiction. So, but it makes me want to do, like, my adventures, for those of you know me, you know, smaller micro adventures, it's in the thing. You know, they can be expanded to longer stuff, but in general, they're short things that I can use during a session or possibly a couple sessions. But I'm looking at these other, the prepared modules back with TSR, like the U series, and I think I've been trying to collect some of the X series at this point. And I kind of like the idea of having a longer, more ongoing type of adventure. Like having an adventure module that will take 5-8 sessions to get through. And I don't know. I think that's kind of a fun, it could be fun. It's been so long since I've done it. I don't know. I could be romanticizing it, but I might not be. I see like guys like Andy Action doing his. He does like the whole series, man. And I always want to be in his games, but I can never find the time to do it. I think the one of the times he did like the. What is he doing? The G series, D series, G series, and. And I think Q series at the end. And just going through it like it was created and going through that whole thing. I think that would be kind of fun to do, or at least give it a shot. Sometimes they think stuff would be cool, and then you start doing it, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is kind of boring now. But I don't know. I think it would be kind of fun. But back to my point, I'm leaning towards using a little bit more prepared material. Not only for myself, but also for the players, because I want to respect the players' time also and be able to present them with something that's been a little bit more thought through, a little bit more consistent, because that's my biggest problem these days. Because while I can be creative, my retention of what I was creating with doesn't stick around, and I'm horrible at note-taking, and I've talked about that. And I haven't gotten any better at it. And I try to find ways to calculate my, or not calculate, but catalog my campaign to help me out. And I still haven't figured out a way to do it. I found a couple other places that I might try and see there. I can't remember the place I just tried now. It had a weird name. I think it began with an S. And it does some of the stuff that I like, but it does a lot of shit that's kind of unnecessary that I don't want to get in to deal with. But the way they have it set up is you almost have to do it for it to work, and so I don't want to do all this unnecessary stuff that I don't have to do. But so I'll throw it out there to the ether. Do you guys like, I like using a little bit of both now. Before it was pretty much all made up stuff, no prepared. Now I'm getting into the mix where it's probably half prepared, half made up. Let me know what you guys think. What do you guys do? Hopefully you guys are having a good night. Game night got canceled tonight. Adulting got in the way, so nothing wrong with that. That happens. But I plan on working on some Patreon stuff, I hope, tonight. Get some straight. And by the way, guys, one last thing before I go. I think I'm with my new blog at GothridgeManor.com. I'm doing a giveaway with these tavern cards. They're really cool. Right now, I have a total of 3 decks. And basically what I said, I was giving away a deck. If I got up to 50 subscribers on my new blog, I would do 2 decks. Well, I'm up over 70 now, I think. So if I can get up to 100, I'll give away 3 decks. So if you haven't come over to my blog and subscribe, please do. It's painless. And I'm not going to bombard you with a bunch of stuff, but hopefully you'll be connected. That way, if you're interested, you can stay connected with what I'm doing and what I'm working on. And if you decide that I suck and I don't, you don't want to be wasting my time with getting an email from me, you can always unsubscribe. But if nothing else, join up. You might win some cards. I plan on doing some regular giveaways anyways, because I just like doing that stuff. It's fun to do, and everybody enjoys them, and it does. And on my side, it draws traffic. So it's a win-win in a lot of ways. So, all right, guys, I'm out of here. Hopefully we'll get the game sometime, and we'll talk to you soon.